LegalElite.com.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love this time of year in our community. And again, I've lived here for 11 years. And I got to tell you, I absolutely love it. When it comes around to March, and especially now with more venues, we've got conference basketball tournaments. We've got all kinds of. But the thing I love is NASCAR. And they begin tonight with a truck series, and it's gonna be a wonderful weekend out at the Speedway. Gentleman Jim Dallas is a guy that he's kind of a man of all sports, and you've been following this. I was told by one track official, I'll tell you who it was. I won't tell you who it was, but one track official says they're gonna have one of the biggest crowds ever. On Sunday, they've still got tickets available supposedly, but not many. This is going to be a big weekend at the Speedway.
It's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. Now, I went to the truck races before I went to a Sunday event for the big event. It's always 3 days. They start with the truck series on Friday night.
Yep.
And then on Saturday afternoon, it's the Xfinity series. And then it's the big event, the Pennzoil 400 on Sunday. So, but when you're talking about auto racing, Kevin, you always have to get in the sponsors. So the sponsors, the Victoria's Voice Foundation 200, presented by Westgate Resorts, NASCAR Camping World Truck Series begins tonight. Okay.
Does that all fit on a bumper sticker?
It's a lot to say. So, and then on Saturday, it's the ALSCO Uniforms 300 NASCAR Xfinity Series. And then it's simply the Pennzoil 400, the big event, March 6th at 12:30 p.m. That is going to be on Fox, on the big network, the mothership, if you will. So it's going to be a big weekend. I had the opportunity a few years ago, a radio station across the street I worked for, and we had tickets where we could be in the glass behind it was a suite.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. They were serving up free drinks. They were serving up hors d'oeuvres. And it was quiet in there. It was quiet compared
to... You didn't need headphones?
Did not need headphones.
Wow.
Yeah, it was something else, and it's the best seat in the house.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
One of my best friends in this town is a guy by the name of Jeff Motley. He does a syndicated radio show about racing every Thursday. He does all kind of, he's active in the community, but he is the public relations guy for the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And he's the one that told me that they're going to have one of the biggest crowds ever. On Sunday,
it's always a lot of fun. It's just the thrill of acceleration I've been a car fan, if you will, into cars since I was about 14 years old, waiting to get my driver's license. So it's always a lot of fun for me, too.
It's going to be a great weekend, and we haven't even gotten to college hoops and March Madness or anything. We'll do that coming up a little bit later on in the program. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, I just checked the incident report there, and crews have cleaned up that earlier crash, US 95 southbound before Rainbow. However, that crash on westbound Craig over Interstate 15 in North Las Vegas, the right lanes are blocked there, and crews are still cleaning up that one. You're still bumper-to-bumper downtown through that construction zone. There's only two lanes available, as you know, between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. That project is going to be there throughout the course of the year. So always give yourself some extra time to try to squeeze through there. Also, you're going to be touching the brakes as you enter downtown US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. It's unknown when baseball and the Players Union will meet again to try and hammer out a deal to get the season started. Deputy Commissioner Dan Hallam and Chief Union Negotiator Bruce Meyer met for an hour and a half Thursday discussing the major issues in the stalled talks to reach a deal. Union General Counsel Ian Penny and Major League Baseball Executive Vice President Morgan Sword also participated in the session. The sides had made progress earlier this week, but were still far apart on areas that include the key economic components of the luxury tax, pre-arbitration bonus pool, and minimum salaries. The NFL suspended all aspects of its COVID-19 protocol, citing recent trends showing the spread of the coronavirus is declining. The league is still encouraging everyone to continue monitoring for symptoms of COVID-19 on a daily basis before entering the team facility. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands at Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today. Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Why is the governor coercing us? Why are there vaccine mandates? Why are we still under a so-called emergency? Why? Because those in office have turned government of the people, by the people, and for the people on its head. It is high time for we the people to stop this travesty and set things straight, not just for ourselves, but also for our children and grandchildren. I am a military veteran who served proudly in the 1980s, forcing the Berlin Wall to tumble down, signifying socialism's defeat. Now it is time to rise up and defeat the self-proclaimed Nevada Democrat Socialists who are ruining our great state. On the team who beat them once, I assure you, together, we will beat them again this year. I am Tony Grady, candidate for Lieutenant Governor. Elect me to be your voice. Together, let's shout from the mountaintop. We're mad and we're not going to take it anymore. Please visit TonyGradyForNevada.com and join our team. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dream on.
So good to have you with us. This hour brought to you by Inspire Solar Solutions. Find out how you can immediately save 10 to 20% on your power bill. That's right, 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill. Make the call right now to Thad Olger and Inspire Solar Solutions, 702-518-9646. That's 702-518-9646. Make that call right now, would you please? I want to bring back in gentleman Jim Dallas, because we've been tracking what you've been paying for a gallon of gasoline, and it keeps going up and up and up. What is the latest? Because nationally, the price of gas has gone up 26 cents just in a week. What about for you?
For me, it went up 47 cents in 1 week. I could not believe it. Talk about sticker shock. Remember last week, everyone, I paid $4.02 at this Texaco station. I always get the Techron when you can get that at Chevron or at Texaco. So this place I go to on a regular basis, $4.02. Just 7 days ago, I paid $4.49 last night.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, the price of a gallon of gasoline came up yesterday during Jen Psaki's presidential briefing in the White House. And Jen Psaki talked about the idea, which came up from several reporters, about banning Russian oil imports. This was Jen Psaki yesterday.
Our objective and the president's objective has been to maximize impact on President Putin and Russia while minimizing impact to us and our allies and partners. And I know you've heard me say this a few times before, but we don't have a strategic interest in reducing the global supply of energy. And that would raise prices at the gas pump for the American people around the world because it would reduce the supply available. And it's as simple as less supply raises prices. And that is certainly a big factor for the president in this at this moment. It also has the potential to pad the pockets of President Putin, which is exactly what we are not trying to do. So as the president has said, we carved out payments for energy, trade and transport from our financial sector's sanctions with that in mind. I would also note that we have been taking steps to degrade Russia's status as a leading energy supplier over time. That includes, of course, shutting down Nord Stream 2 or preventing Nord Stream 2 from operating. That's why we're surging LNG to Europe to help accelerate its diversification from Russian gas. And I think you've also seen European leaders talk about the need to reduce their reliance and to diversify. And we are continuing to look at other options we could take right now to cut U.S. consumption of Russian energy. I mean, for us, if you look at publicly available data, it's only about 10% of our imports. But again, reducing the supply out there would have an impact on prices and on prices at the gas pump.
I guess the question is, if oil is already so expensive, isn't he already benefiting from an already costly, price of oil? How does he stand to benefit if you continue to allow that?
If it reduces further, it makes it more expensive. So I think we look at it through that prism. Go ahead.
On the cost of this, I mean, the president has sort of braced American people for this, right? He said that, defending democracy and liberty is never without a cost. So is it just that banning all Russian oil and gas imports, that's just a cost that he thinks is too much for the American people to bear?
Well, I think there's two different pieces here. Banning Russian imports, right? Or what he has done is carved out payments for energy, trade, and transport from our financial sanctions. They're slightly two different things. And the president, volatility in the oil markets, as the president has been predicting and as you referenced, he talked about in the speech he gave last week, is a direct result of the fact that President Putin invaded Ukraine. And that has created volatility. One of the big reason, of course, that the president announced the release of the strategic of 30 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and the coordinated release is to address that and ensure we are doing what we can to put more in the marketplace. But again, his prism he looks at this through is how can we maximize impact on President Putin while minimizing it on the American people.
Yeah, but the problem is, see, this is what I don't understand. Why don't they, you know, instead of just taking 38 million barrels out of the strategic oil reserve, which is a Band-Aid approach, it is not a long-term approach, why not make America energy independent again, as it was under Donald J. Trump? Why is it they won't do this? I don't know. By the way, this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good folks at Nevada Trucking Association getting stuff from point A to point B. I love these people. Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So the war wages on overnight. The Russians apparently bombed a nuclear facility, which is, by the way, a war crime, according to everybody that we're hearing from nationally and internationally. This is unheard of stuff. And now the Russians claim that they control Europe's largest nuclear reactor power plant. And that is not good news for anybody. And of course, you know, meanwhile we are sanctioning people. We're sanctioning the oligarchs. And even Laura Ingraham, I don't know if you caught this last night on her show, Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel, going after the oligarch assets. She says that this might backfire on Ukraine, and that would be sad. Listen to Laura Ingraham from last night's show on Fox.
The freezing of assets is nothing new. The Department of Justice has always had the power to deny international criminals and fraudsters access to their own wealth, including any ill-begotten gains. When not abused by out-of-control prosecutors, asset forfeiture laws are powerful tools against crime and corruption. But as we side with the Ukrainian people against Russia's barbaric, hideous invasion, shouldn't we expect our own government to act under established and fair legal criteria?
How is the White House choosing which oligarchs to sanction? Do you start with the richest ones or the ones with the closest ties to Vladimir Putin?
We look at one of the big factors is, of course, the proximity to President Putin. We want him to feel the squeeze. We want the people around him to feel the squeeze. I don't believe this is going to be the last set of oligarchs, making them a priority and a focus of our individual sanctions is something the president has been focused on.
Now, is this the governing legal standard now? The feel the squeeze standard? I must have missed that one in law school, but perhaps their new Supreme Court nominee can explain to me how such an arbitrary and vague classification is actually constitutional. Asset freezing requires credible allegations of criminal action or civil fraud. Maybe that's here. Maybe it's not. It also means that you have to find the assets, which are often hidden in shell corporations, partnerships, or things like LLCs. Now, what does this require? Well, this requires time, manpower, forensic work, and significant resources.
Earlier that you want Putin to feel the squeeze and the people around him to feel the squeeze. How does the administration feel that these sanctions could actually change his behavior?
What we're talking about here is seizing their assets, seizing their yachts, and making it harder for them to send their children to colleges and universities in the West. These are significant steps that will impact the people who are closely around President Putin.
Okay, these significant steps also take international cooperation and time. And we know time is not on the Ukrainian side. You just heard Elena speak out. Even if we could expeditiously freeze every oligarch's luxury assets, would that really stop the suffering of the Ukrainian people that's happening right now? Do we think Putin's going to wake up and say next week and he's going to get up there and just say, you know, that chalet in Gstaad was so important to me. I think I'll call Zelensky and send the troops home. Now, more importantly, we have to ask, is there a possibility that this could all backfire and make things even worse for Ukraine? Is anyone in the Biden administration even gaming any of this out, you wonder? So let's be real. As satisfying as it may be to see these 400-foot luxury liners padlocked, chasing down oligarchs is like swatting away mosquitoes when a cobra is about to strike your leg. As the Anglo has been telling you, this has been from day one, the biggest threat facing free people everywhere is China. Russia would not be able to do what it's doing now without China providing a financial cushion, buying its energy, buying its wheat, and so on.
Yeah, yeah. Laura Ingraham's got it pretty much down. What we are doing feels good. This to me is similar to the TSA at the airport, where you watch somebody being wanded or frisked at the airport, and you say to your wife, you nudge your wife or your loved one, hey, look, we're safer. Look, that 86-year-old granny is being wanded. Oh, that makes us safer. It doesn't necessarily make us safer, but it makes us feel safer. And to those who have war guilt, I call it war guilt. We talk a good game, but when it comes to putting up or shutting up, we shut up. And that's what's so sad about this. Will seizing a 400-foot yacht stop Vladimir Putin from taking over and occupying the largest nuclear reactor in all of Europe? Tulsi Gabbard had this reaction to the Russian attack on the Ukraine nuclear reactor, and the fact that what is actually happening is this is a dangerous escalation of the conflict. This is Tulsi Gabbard, the former congresswoman, now a consultant, and now a Fox News consultant. This was Tulsi Gabbard last night. This is cut
obviously
number
we've
four.
Got to look at all the facts. I think the information and the facts are still rolling in, but I went to Chernobyl after my second deployment to the Middle East. I was traveling to Eastern Europe, traveled around Ukraine, and went to Chernobyl myself to see for myself the aftermath of what this kind of disaster looks like. And to hear them talking about this nuclear power plant in Ukraine being many times larger, and therefore the implications of this potential explosion being many times greater, chills me to my very core. I'll never forget as I walked down the halls of those classrooms where there are still deflated basketballs on the basketball court, empty children's shoes lying in the street, books strewn about, people who literally fled with no time recognizing this disaster that was on their doorstep. This place is frozen in time and is a living reminder to us all about the heavy consequences of the what we're facing here, and God forbid that this nuclear power plant also goes towards that path of destruction. It's unimaginable what the impacts of that will be.
Well, it's pretty chilling. I did not know your history on that, and I've seen enough video to know you're describing it accurately, except you had a front row seat to it. Tulsi, we appreciate you being with us. Thank you.
More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places?